Hey everyone, welcome to the Builders Briefing for February 23rd, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and today, oh boy, someone basically published the playbooks for every major AI coding tool.
Yeah, this one's been blowing up all morning. We've also got Carpathy coining a new term for agent behavior, running a 70 billion parameter model on a single consumer GPU, and a guy who accidentally took over 7,000 robot vacuums. So, you know, a normal day.
Let's jump right into the big story. A repo went viral on GitHub, over 4,500 stars already, collecting the leaked system prompts for more than 30 AI coding tools. We're talking Claude Code, Cursor, Devin, Windsurf, Replit, Lovable, V0, Manus.
This is wild because these system prompts are essentially the product decisions. Like, how does Cursor handle tool use versus Devin? How does Lovable structure code generation differently from Replit? All of that is just sitting there now for anyone to study.
Exactly. And Anthropic's own Claude Code repo, which has another 2,500 stars, adds even more context on internal wiring. So if you're building AI dev tools, you basically have a cheat sheet from every top team in the industry.
Right. And what's interesting is what this means strategically. If your competitive moat was a clever system prompt, that's gone. Poof. The real differentiation now is execution, UX, workflow integration. Things like context management, multi-file editing, deployment pipelines.
I think we're going to see serious market consolidation over the next 6 months around the tools that mail the full workflow, not the ones relying on prompt tricks. If you're building in this space, spend your energy on agent orchestration and tool integrations.
Which actually ties perfectly into a few of today's AI stories.
It really does. First up, Claude Mem. It's a persistent memory plugin for Claude Code that auto-captures everything Claude does during a session, compresses it, and injects relevant context into future sessions. If you've been hitting Claude's context ceiling on long projects, this is basically long-term memory without manually maintaining your Claude.md files.
That's huge for anyone doing multi-day projects. I've definitely felt the pain of Claude forgetting everything between sessions. This is a drop-in fix, which is the best kind.
Then we've got Carpathy weighing in. He's framing what he calls CLOs, persistent, autonomous agent loops that grip onto tasks across sessions and tool boundaries. This kicked off over 700 Hacker News comments.
I love that framing. It's not just an agent that responds, it's one that latches onto a goal and keeps pursuing it over time. That's the trajectory the whole industry is converging on, and it maps directly to the workflow orchestration point from the leaked prompt story.
And one more from the AI section that caught my eye. Talas is literally printing LLM weights directly onto custom silicon. No loading models from memory at inference time. If it scales, we could see sub-10 millisecond inference for specific models.
That's a different paradigm entirely. You're baking the model into the chip. For latency-sensitive products, real-time coding assistance, robotics, anything interactive, that could be a game-changer.
All right, DevTools. Boris Tain posted a workflow that got 359 points on Hacker News, separation of planning and execution with Claude Code. Use Claude to plan in one pass, then execute in a separate constrained pass.
This pairs so well with the Claude Mem plugin. And honestly, if you're getting mediocre results from AI coding assistance, this is probably your issue. The fix isn't a better model. It's separating the think step from the do step. I've been trying this myself, and the difference in output quality is night and day.
Also really cool, ZClaw. A functional AI assistant running on an ESP32 microcontroller in under 888 kilobytes. Useful AI without cloud round trips. On a tiny chip.
Under a megabyte, if you're doing anything in edge AI or IoT, that's a proof point worth studying. Not everything needs to phone home to a data center.
Okay, infrastructure. This one blew my mind. Someone got Llama 3.170B running on a single RTX 3090 by streaming model weights directly from NVMe to GPU, completely bypassing the CPU.
A single 3090. That's like a $1,000 card running a 70 billion parameter model. You'll pay in latency per token, but if you're self-hosting and can't stomach multi-GPU costs, this could slash your hardware budget.
And a quick one. FlowDB published a 2-bit bloom filter technique that doubles accuracy with minimal overhead. If you're building data pipelines or cache layers where false positives matter, it's a drop-in upgrade to your probabilistic data structures.
Love a good data structure improvement. Simple, elegant, immediately useful.
Security Corner. Two stories that are almost comedy if they weren't terrifying. First, a botnet accidentally destroyed the I2P anonymity network. Not a targeted attack, just collateral damage from a traffic flood.
Accidentally. If you're building on decentralized or overlay networks, resilience to traffic spikes can't be an afterthought. It has to be a design time decision.
And then a researcher stumbled into control of 7,000 robot vacuums through a vulnerability. Just, oops, I own your fleet now.
Your weekly reminder, folks. Audit your device off and command authorization flows, especially if you're shipping connected hardware. On a brighter note, Athelia just got official OpenID certification. So if you're self-hosting services, that's now the most credible open-source SSO option out there.
Quick hits. We've got a great piece on parse-don't-validate type-driven design in Rust, Planet Scale, explaining database transactions from first principles, and a fun one, someone explaining why they switched back to FreeBSD.
The FreeBSD one got 168 Hacker News points. There's also a nice essay on why attention media is not the same as social networks. Really useful framing if you're building consumer products.
So, here's today's takeaway. The internals of AI coding tools are no longer secret. The best builders are already treating those leaked prompts as study material. But the real lesson is that differentiation lives in workflow orchestration, planning versus execution separation, persistent memory, multi-agent coordination, not in prompt engineering.
If you're using AI coding tools today, adopt the plan-then-execute pattern and add session memory with something like Claude Mem. The teams winning in 6 months are going to be the ones who mastered agent context management starting now.
That's the briefing for today. Links for everything we covered are in the show notes. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.
See you next time, folks.